Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends, and happy almost Father's Day throughout the Treasure Coast. It is fast approaching. I hope that the day is full of celebration and barbecue and really cheesy dad jokes. That's just the epitome of what I think the ideal Father's Day looks like. I just want to quickly give a shout out, speaking of Father's Day, to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa, where you can, in fact, help dad feel pampered, right? They're open 6 days a week, including evening and weekend hours. They have a variety of things that benefit dad, including massage and cuts and a number of products that he might just fall in love with, right? So True Color Salon and Spa, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Gift certificates always available. You're going to love them. I love them. I know you will too. And of course, at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, we are proud to be community partners, interstate agent with Beacons Van Line. So if you do have anybody, perhaps you're having some family relocate into the Treasure Coast, we'd love to help make that a reality. Offering help with the heavy lifting and packing as much or as little as folks need done so that it's a cost-effective and pleasurable experience. And because White Glove is so community-oriented, we were so excited to be able to bring on the show a fellow chamber member who has a desire and a goal to end bullying. And of course, for all the parents in the audience that are listening, or just any of us who have underwent a schooling education, we know that bullying is a reality. It's been a reality for quite some time, but it's different these days when you introduce social media and this like 24/7 ability to engage, which just wasn't there always. And so I am really thrilled to bring on to the program Dan Bird. He and his beautiful wife, Rebecca, are the founders of Speak Life. And they have a big event coming up on July 16th, just a few weeks away, that is going to really help to propel the message of their mission. Dan, how are you today?
I'm very good. Very good. Thank you for having me on your program.
Well, it's a real pleasure. And I feel like this nonprofit that you have started with the goal to end bullying, yes, that does seem bold.
Yes.
Yet, you've been at this for a while, and you're seeing some real headway.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've been doing this for almost 21 years. The anniversary is actually this July. When we do our gala, it will be exactly 21 years from the first year that we actually did this program.
Wow. So let's elaborate a little bit for our listeners, because
sure.
I feel like bullying is causing chaos in the hallways of our schools.
Absolutely.
And this is something that on a ground level we can participate in and to help make a difference, right?
Yes, absolutely. Schools can absolutely get involved, and so can parents and communities. We're creating lots of different pathways for people to get to the culture of Speaking Life. So Speak Life Performing Arts Company created Speak Life End Bullying the Musical. And what's funny, like you said, it's very bold. And when we first, you know, wrote the show and we were naming the show, we were like, this is exactly what it needs to be, because the end of bullying is the only acceptable outcome, nothing less. And so while that is bold, we do believe that if we can teach schools to how to create a culture of speaking life or a speak life culture, that the result will be the end of bullying. The result of bullying being ended will be test scores go up and attendance goes up and mental health issues go down and suicide rates go down and all of those things that go along with it. It's such a positive experience when a school gets a hold of speaking life. And that culture, when it kind of permeates its way through the halls of the schools, it doesn't take very, very much. John Maxwell often talks about the fact that if you can change 10% of any portion of a population, that you can actually begin to create a culture shift in that population. And so for us, we know that if we can change 10% of the minds and the hearts of the kids in that school, that they can have an incredible impact on the culture of that school.
That is really profound, and you're absolutely right to think about it in those types of numbers. It does make it seem far more achievable.
Yeah.
So let's elaborate a little bit on that, because as I had mentioned in the beginning, it just always felt like bullying was sort of something that you just had to deal with and get used to, because
yep.
it always happened. But you're saying we can actually change that.
We can absolutely change that, yes. And the best part about it is, you know, people have asked us, you know, how do you define bullying, or how do you, you know, all of those different things kind of in the definition of bullying. And we just kind of look at it and we go, look, you can say whatever you want about bullying. There's a lot of things, a lot of different characteristics of it. There's a lot of outcomes of bullying that people express in different ways. But if we can focus on speaking life, the outcome is the end of bullying. And so that's really our goal. We say focus on speaking life, and then we teach students how to do that. And one of the things that has been great for us is, you know, over the last 20 years, we've been very focused on the schools, but we recognize that there's, you know, the home life is still something that kids are dealing with when they go home. A lot of times the bullying that happens at home is because of a broken and hurting home. And so for us, now we're looking at that saying, okay, how can we create things for the home? And then on top of that, there's the community issue. There's the community and great churches and great synagogues. And how can we create content for churches to become great churches at this speaking life thing, and communities? How can we create communities that are excellent at speaking life? And so we're trying to now go, okay, we want to target bullying, but just approaching the schools leaves these two other areas where students can kind of get lost. And so there's gaps, is kind of what we're saying. And so we're looking at how we can fill those gaps that are happening at home and that are happening in the community. So there's a couple of different ways that we're looking at, and we have some very exciting things that hopefully we'll be able to get into on your show.
Well, yes, let's delve a little bit deeper, because presently you have been able to reach over 360 schools. That's nearly 400,000 students in 31 different states. And you're right, there's still that gap missing. So how are we moving forward with that? And once we cover that, I really am excited to delve a little deeper into the gala set for July 16th.
So for us, just to kind of go back and give a quick story of where this kind of came from, my wife and I were living on Long Island at the time in New York. We had attended like a youth workers kind of network, people that worked with youth in different schools and churches and communities. And the guy that was running this event played an audio clip from an author called Frank Peretti. And he, you know, he writes fiction, basically, and he had written one nonfiction book, and it was called The Wounded Spirit. And it was about his story growing up and how he was bullied. And this audio clip, at the end of the 15 minutes, every single person, there was 50 of us, all, you know, from 20 years old to 60 years old, and every person in the room was impacted. You could see visibly. Some were crying. Some were just sitting there silent. Some were just staring out into space because they had all dealt with this issue. And so my wife and I kind of looked at each other, and we approached the person that was running it and said, you know, we feel like we need to do something. What can we do? And he looked at us and he said, you guys are the artists. Go do something. And so we did. We went back and we met with our staff and we said, first, we're going to read this book. And secondly, we're going to write a musical, because that's kind of what we were doing as a performing arts company at the time. And so we said, let's write a musical about it. And so we did. And we got into our first school, and the first school led to a second, and so on. And over 18 years of touring live, we saw 360 schools and you know, across the United States, which covered about 375,000 students in those 31 states. And we were, you know, we moved to Florida. We were just getting ready to launch again, and then we got shut down.
Right.
All
pesky little
closed.
COVID. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pesky little thing called COVID. So 2 years ago, we literally were getting ready to take off. We were rallying our base and collecting sponsors and sponsorship and getting ready to go do this live thing again. And then, COVID shut us down. And so we kind of looked at our sponsors and said, okay, let's see kind of where the tide goes here. And then Hamilton came out on Disney Plus. And we were like, okay, so now the audience that we are looking at targeting is now watching a Broadway-style show, which is what our show was. It was a live Broadway-style show. We would, show up with all the lighting. We would completely convert the auditorium so that when students walked in, it was an excellent experience. They had never experienced something like this before. And so when Hamilton came out, we were like, look, they're watching a Broadway show now instead of like turning it into a movie like they did with Dear Evan Hansen. And so for us, we approached our sponsors and said, look, we really feel like we could reach a lot of people if we were to film the live version of the show and just keep it as a live version, but it's filmed. And so that's exactly what we did. Last July, on our 20-year anniversary, we filmed our entire cast, and now we're in the process of distributing that film to schools nationwide. So instead of doing one tour where we could hit 40 or 50 schools, we get to be in 40 or 50 schools in one day now. And so now we have...
Profound. I love it. The power of technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always been our goal, our mission to see Speak Life and Bullying the Musical in or available to every school in the United States. And as we really pondered how that could happen, we were just kind of overwhelmed by the topic of that. How do you really get a live production into every school? And the answer came with filming it. And so now they still get the same great experience, but what COVID afforded us was the opportunity to really work on the program. So this is actually, when schools get this program in their school, it is the best that we have ever done. It's a professional cast that we hired. It's completely been rewritten. All of the music in it was completely rewritten for this show. So it is updated, it is current, it is ready to go. And on top of that, we've got a full curriculum that follows the five lesson plans that follow the five songs in the show. There's lesson plans based off of the topics of each one of those songs. And then inside our Red Locker portal, where all of this product is kept, is there all of the training materials for teachers and counselors and administrators, all created by professionals in the field of education, very, very high up in the field of education. And so we're very proud of the product that we have created, because not only is it excellent, which is one of our standards as a company, is just to produce excellence, it's exciting too. So where the film gets kids thinking, the lesson plans keep them talking. And as any good counselor would tell you, it doesn't matter what a kid is talking about. If you can get them talking and keep them talking, that is the goal. And so that's really what our program does, and does very, very well. We have a lot of counties in Florida that have signed on and said, yes, we're going to bring this into our middle schools and high schools in September. And right now we're focusing on New York and Denver because of our sponsor, Justin Simmons. He's safety for the Denver Broncos. And then we're also focusing on Ohio schools as well. So there's a lot of different things in the pipeline and a lot of things that are happening, but we're very excited about this program. Very, very proud of the work that we've done over the last year and a half to make this show available to every school in the United States and coming soon beyond.
Right, because now it's just such a package item. Yes. That, yes, I could see how this is easily replicated and brought into a faith-based environment, so on and so forth. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love that it just goes beyond the awareness, that this power of music, that the science of empathy, it all blends together in this ability to have, like you said, that dialogue, that keep it going, keep it alive, and it will be that consistent reminder for students. Now, is there a particular age group that this program focuses on more so than another?
Yes, actually. We are kind of built from the ground up for middle schools and high schools specifically. A lot of other organizations that are out there, in fact, just Google the word bullying, and I would say 95% of the websites that you click on are going to be geared towards the younger age group. They'll either have, clip art on their website, just things where you look at this and you go, this is designed for a younger audience.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because I am all for getting started early, getting them speaking life early. Because if we can, if we can train a child in the way that they should go, then the older that they get, they'll continue to live in that. And so for us, though, as an organization, I grew up in, middle school and high school was very, very rough for me specifically when it came to bullying. And that's where a lot of the storyline comes from. That's where a lot of the topics come from. And so for me, middle schools and high schools, both my wife and I love working with youth. We love working with teens and kids in middle school. And so we really targeted middle schools and high schools in order to create an impact in that area that we felt just was lacking in quality, entertaining, and like attention grabbing visuals, and the performing arts side of what we do just has the ability to really grab their attention. And then the musical side of it, because it's a musical, I can see some people kind of rolling their eyes and thinking, oh, it's a musical. But for us, we know that the science behind music is that it actually helps kids to retain the topics and they're able to actually call them back up again when they need them. It's a fantastic teaching tool. And so the science behind it is very much there. And we love the show, and we love the way that students in the school fall in love with the show and the characters and the different kids that are in it and the music and the themes behind it. And you can see them, it's almost like their eyes are opened to something new that they hadn't seen before, because it's just, it's spoken in a different way, and it really grabs their attention and they're able to run with it. They carry it. We like to say that when students see the show, that they choose to speak life for a lifetime, because we have spoken to students 10 years after seeing our show, and they still remember the themes. They still remember the character. They'll come. I got tapped on the shoulder on an airplane, and somebody looked at me and said, did you play a janitor in a musical at my school?
I know you.
And I said, yes, I did. He's like, I saw that 10 years ago, and I still remember that. He recognized me from 10 years. Like, that's when you're just like, okay, this is on another level.
Right?
Something is happening.
That made an impact.
They're just grabbing it. Yes.
Just adore
this. It made an impact.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back Throughout the Treasure Coast. We're chatting with Dan Bird. He and his wife, Rebecca, are the founders of Speak Life, with a nonprofit with the goal to end bullying. They've been able to revamp their program, bring it digitally, and because they are now headquartered right here in the Treasure Coast, they're going to be bringing something really special to Martin County on July 16th. We're going to chat about that after a short commercial break. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Waves Auto Spa, known as Vero's fastest and finest. A car wash known for their quality equipment and attention to detail by a friendly and courteous staff. Waves offers soft cloth technology, and a top-notch detail center will help preserve the value of your car. Waves now offers windshield chip repair, and in most cases, it doesn't cost you a dime. Spend less time and get a better quality experience for you and your car at Waves Auto Spa, US 1 Vero Beach, across from Kmart Plaza. Open 7 days a week.
The boom is back. Boom on the Lagoon, a day of music, fun, and fireworks.
Presented by Mulligan's Beach House and Dale Sorensen Real Estate.
The fun starts at 5 o'clock on the 4th of July at Riverside Park in Vero Beach with music by Johnny and the Blaze, food trucks, and contests galore. Brought to you by the City of Vero Beach, Indian River County, A Better Solution Insurance, Creative Floors, and Evergreen Media. Boom on the Lagoon. The 4th of July fireworks celebration at Riverside Park in Vero Beach.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name. Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
At Compass Pest Control, we focus on killing pests where they live and breed by terminating them outside your home or office before they can get in. Hi, I'm Chris Hudman, co-owner of Compass Pest Control. We prevent roaches, ants, and other pests from getting inside with a proactive approach. We don't stop there. We also offer lawn and plant health programs. And we'll never sell you something you don't need. At Compass Pest Control, our prices are competitive. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get a free estimate. Visit CompassPests.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails. 2 locations, one in Vero, one off of South Hutchinson Island Seaway Drive. Open 7 days a week. Gift cards always available, manicures, pedicures, lash extensions, waxing, and more. If you have a design, they can implement it. I love mine, and you will too. TreasureCoast.com, the online resource for all things Treasure Coast. If you want to know what beaches are open and what's happening for the waves, they can give you updates. They have a calendar for free where your for-profit or not-for-profit can post your events so that people organically find it. Over 80,000 unique views each and every month. You can advertise, you can customize. They have a hurricane preparedness guide that always highlights all local businesses and service providers. You're going to love it. It's a terrific resource, treasurecoast.com. And of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do, using local appraisers with offices throughout the space and Treasure Coast. Caliber Home Loans is always a complimentary consultation. Get into the home of your dreams that you can afford. They make it easy. And I just adore that they are an ongoing partner of this program. Dan Bird, founder of Speak Life. We have just about 2 minutes left of the program, my friend, and I want to highlight your upcoming gala set for July 16th. It's more than just the unveiling musical performance of Speak Life, but it's even an adult prom, right?
Yes, it is. It's going to be a really excited event, and I'm very excited for it. Yeah, we're going to be doing a premiere of the film at the Lyric Theater in downtown, beautiful downtown Stewart. The Lyric Theater is a gorgeous theater, and we're going to have just such a fun time. We'll get to premiere the film. We'll have our sponsor, Justin and Taryn Simmons from the Simmons Foundation, will be there. We'll have lots of other surprises that are happening. And then when the film is done, we will head over to our Second Chance Prom over at the Colab Kitchen. And if you've not had a chance to go to Colab Kitchen in downtown Stewart, this is your wake-up call.
Right. It'll be exclusive just for you the evening.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's big, plenty of parking. Yeah, it's really stunning. So how do we reserve tickets?
Okay, so you can go to speaklifethemusical.org.
Wonderful. Dan Burt, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Until next week. Cheers.
Thanks.